As I arrived at the intake office that day, I saw Bill surrounded by worried doctors who were preparing to inject him with a powerful antipsychotic drug and ship him off to a locked ward. They described his symptoms and asked my opinion. Having worked in a previous job on a ward specializing in the treatment of schizophrenics, I was intrigued. Something about the diagnosis didn't sound right. I asked Bill if I could talk with him, and after hearing his story, I unwittingly paraphrased something Sigmund Freud had said about trauma in 1895. I think this man is suffering from memories. I told Bill that I would try to help him, and after offering him some medications to control his panic, asked if he would be willing to come back a few days later to participate in my nightmare study. He agreed. As part of that study, we gave our participants a Rorschach test. Unlike tests that require answers to straightforward questions, responses to the Rorschach are almost impossible to fake. Rorschach provides us with a unique way to observe how people construct mental images from what is basically a meaningless stimulus, a blot of ink. Because humans are meaning-making creatures, we have a tendency to create some sort of image or story out of those ink blots, just as we do when we lie in a meadow on a beautiful summer day and see images in the clouds floating high above. What people make out of these blots can tell us a lot about how their mind works. On seeing the second card of the Rorschach test, Bill exclaimed in horror, "This is that child that I saw being blown up in Vietnam. In the middle, you see the charred flesh, the wounds, and the blood is spurting out all over." Panting, and with sweat beating on his forehead, he was in a panic similar to the one that had initially brought him to the VA clinic. Although I had heard veterans describing their flashbacks, this was the first time I actually witnessed one. In that very moment in my office, Bill was obviously seeing the same images, smelling the same smells, and feeling the same physical sensations he had felt during the original event. 10 years after helplessly holding a dying baby in his arms, Bill was reliving the trauma in response to an ink blot. Experiencing Bill's flashback firsthand in my office helped me realize the agony that regularly visited the veterans I was trying to treat, and helped me appreciate again how critical it was to find a solution. The traumatic event itself, however horrendous, had a beginning, a middle, and an end. But I now saw that flashbacks could be even worse. You never know when you will be assaulted by them again, and you have no way of telling when they will stop. It took me years to learn how to effectively treat flashbacks, and in this process, Bill turned out to be one of my most important mentors. When we gave the Rorschach test to 21 additional veterans, the response was consistent. 16 of them, on seeing the second card, reacted as if they were experiencing a wartime trauma.